The music of Pete Seeger will be transformed into dance this Saturday afternoon at the Pete and Toshi Seeger Auditorium at Beacon High School in Beacon, New York. Livia Vannevar and her husband Bill are the organizers of the event, which is a fundraiser for the couple's life work of the past 45 years, the Vannevar Project.
We've been traveling around the world, collecting and performing dance and music from different traditions, and also creating our own contemporary work that's based in folk roots.
What made you start this 45 years ago? What was the inspiration?
Believe it or not, for me, it was being in public school in Queens and having this international dance festival every year where each class became another country. And we just look forward to it every year, and we did everything from the traditions and learned the dances. And then I went to summer camp and danced every day and had wonderful folk dance teachers. And then I ended up at NYU School of the Arts, which is now Tisch, and continued my dance training. And met my husband, Bill, in 1971, and he was involved with the same thing with music and with dance, and we created a company together so that we could do the work that we love doing.
You'll be having a fundraiser this Saturday afternoon, Turn, 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 celebrating Pete Seeger in dance and music. Tell us more about that, your relationship with Pete Seeger, and what will be going on Saturday afternoon?
So Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., in the Beacon High School, which was the theater there, was renamed the Pete and Toshi Seeger Theater. We will be doing a fundraiser at 3 o'clock that will be with our adult company, with our professional company and musicians. And it will be taking 20 of Pete's songs and creating dance. I've choreographed, and several people in my company have choreographed dances to his music. And we have special guests on the program. We have a gospel group from New Paltz. And we have the audience, of course, has to sing along on all the songs because it's very participatory. There'll be visuals, beautiful slides, and some videos that go along with all the dances. And it really all started with Pete's idea in 1995. He wrote me a card that said, "I'd like to play music for your dance. Let's do something in the spring." And so it took about a year to put it together. In spring of 96, we did our first and only Turn, Turn, Turn concert with Pete at the Bardavan. And then, of course, we couldn't tour it because Pete was so busy. But when he passed away, Bill and I were in India at the time. And we said, let's just put everything aside and work on this concert. So we've been working on it since Pete's passing. And it's really an outpouring of our love for him and for Toshi and for the music that is so inspirational to everyone. Really, it's meant to be an activating concert, not only entertaining, but really getting people to remember to be active in their communities and all the social causes that Pete was so passionate about.
Tell us how you take the music of Pete Seeger and transform it into dance. What is the process there?
Oh, that's such a great question. It's different in each piece. The first piece on the program is called Living in the Country, and it's just an instrumental. And I give the dancers an image of just celebrating and being out in a pastoral setting. And each one of them comes up with their own phrase, and then we intersperse it and make it as a entrance exit introduction to the dancers in the program, and then I tweak it and shape it. That's one of my favorite ways to choreograph, so that I have full participation of the dancers and their own abilities and what they love about movement. In something like Cindy, it's a clog dance, so it's a kind of an innovative clogging square dance. In Where Have All the Flowers Gone, there's a very almost theatrical movement of the women coming out first as if they're visiting the grave of somebody that they love. It could be their partner or their brother. And then the men come in as almost as their ghosts. And they do simultaneous duets. Guantanamera was choreographed by one of our dancers, Tali Jackson, who dances with Bill T. Jones now. And he did a beautiful trio for three of the men in the company. Each piece has a different story and a different flavor. There's a great swing dance in it that's kind of an apache. It's to Fannin Street, Leadbelly's Fannin Street, that Pete made famous as well, and he loved playing. But we have a lot of swing dancers in our company who are very proficient and world known, and they do a very hot swing dance in the concert as well.
For more information, where should people go? Is there a website?
You can go to vanavercaravan.org. That's V-A-N-A-V-E-R, our last name, the word caravan.org. And all the information is there. But you'll find out about the concert there. There'll be displays in the lobby of various activist groups from Beacon and from the Hudson Valley. And there'll be music in the lobby starting at 2:30.
Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, ver donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero.